Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
I want to get to this first because we teased it on the show. Eddie pitched me a segment. He was like, hey, I want to talk about the weirdest dream I ever had. I just had it. But he knows I don't like talking about anybody's dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, we can't do it on the air, but you can do it here on the post-show. Eddie, you have 30 seconds.
Okay.
Hold on. Wait. We're getting the official 30-second timer for you to talk about your dream, you weirdo. Okay, here we go. And go.
Guys, it was crazy. So it was me, Darius Rucker, and Adam Hambrick. He's our friend. He's also an artist. And we're hanging out somewhere, and Darius Rucker's like, hey, guys, I got a game. Let's all wrestle, but with knives, and we can stab each other. And I was like, okay. So me, Darius, and Adam, we're just like wrestling each other, stabbing each other, and I'm talking like cuts everywhere. And I'm like, dude, this is a crazy game. By the end of the game, we're all just scarred up because we have cuts all over ourselves.
Time.
And then, finish it real quick?
Now, hold on. We got to go to the room here. We got to decide. Do we want to hear how the dream turns out, or do we hate dream stories so much that we're just going to move on? Amy.
It
sets a bad precedent if you want to hear the end of this dream. But you
I
do.
Know, because do you know how many dreams I've sent in to tell you about to get totally rejected? And this doesn't even sound like that crazy.
Wait.
Right now.
It's not done yet, Amy.
Oh, okay, what a teaser.
Well, then finish it.
Okay, Lunchbox?
No, if you don't get to hear about my dreams, I don't want to hear about your dreams.
Everyone's taking it personal.
If you don't get to hear my dreams, if we're going to all go around and share our dreams, then yes. But then, if not, I don't care.
Morgan?
I don't think I want to hear about it.
Wow. No's,
Eddie.
One yes.
Wow.
Let's go to Scuba Steve, our executive producer. Steve?
I think the dream thing is also really annoying and lame, so I'm cool with that. I don't want to hear
the rest. Wow. Eddie, I was going to say...
That's so weird.
I was going to say yes, I was, Eddie.
Wow, but I can't now. Now you guys can't hear the rest of it.
You can't. We can't.
Dude, it's so good. It gets even crazier.
Can you just like say it really like faster? Like just what? Like
No, Amy, we just said
Amy,
no.
Amy, you voted against
it's
it.
It's over.
Okay, no, I voted for it.
Oh, you did? Okay, I voted for it. My bad. I voted for it, too.
Yeah.
Eddie, will you text it to me real quick? And I want to read it and see if it's any good or not. How did it?
Yes.
Okay, text me.
Yes, I'll text you right now.
Text me, too.
Okay, I'll text both of you guys.
And tell us the ending of the dream, and we'll let our listeners know if it was worth it or not.
Okay. All right, I'm texting now.
All right. What did I have a story about a kid stealing a Lamborghini lunchbox? That's a story?
No. A 5-year-old got in an argument with his mom in Utah because he wanted her to buy him a Lamborghini. And she's like, I'm not buying you a Lamborghini. You're 5 years old and we can't afford it. Well, mom and dad went out to run some errands. And so the siblings were watching him. So the 5-year-old stole his mom's keys, emptied out his piggy bank, and was driving to California when cops pulled him over on the highway. And they said, how old are you? And he goes, 5. And they said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to buy a Lamborghini in California. He only got $3 in his pocket.
Yeah, but again, he was 5. I think that's the big...
That is awesome. The kid is 5 years old and knows the Lambo is the way to go. He was going to go get one himself. He's like, Mom, you're not going to buy it for me? I'm out of here. Loved it.
Yeah. Eddie just sent us his...
like the biggest 5-year-old ever.
They said he was sitting on the very edge of the seat to reach the brake and gas, and he was swerving all over the lanes.
Yeah, they thought he was drunk. I saw that. They thought it was a drunk dude.
Yep.
Amy, do you see the end of Eddie's dream here? I read it.
What?
Do you feel satisfied by that ending?
That's not that crazy.
Darius Rucker.
It's a dream.
I thought, because I've had a crazy dream where I don't even want to say it out loud because it has to do with...
What?
Wait, Amy, I want to hear your dream then.
Who does it have to do with?
No, we can't say dreams here.
Texas. Like, was it like a...
No.
Woo, woo, woo.
What? No, but it was really weird. I had something.
Oh.
What disease?
Yeah, what did you have?
Where are you passing along here? I want to get an update with Raymundo real quick. Raymundo, in a show last week, you found a hoodie blanket and you won the prize money. What's the update on the hoodie blanket?
So
speaking of Darius, by the way. Speaking of yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
I have the paperwork right here. My purchase was on April 22nd. It's now the 6th. That's over 2 weeks. I have hit up the website. I have not got a response, but I did also hit up PayPal and told them that I didn't get the quilt. So maybe they're going to reimburse me, or maybe the quilt just magically shows up. But we've also been having some issues with mail here at work. So
yeah, everyone is.
Yeah, the update is there is no update.
Okay, so if, by the way, I did pay Ray for running. Did you get my money, Ray?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got it, definitely.
You see my message I put on there?
Something about I love you or something?
Something like that, yeah. I think I...
Oh, did you thank him for love or something?
Well, I thanked Eddie for his massage the other day because I owed Eddie $40 from golf. And I made sure it was public and I was like, $40, thanks for the massage. Nobody does it like you do.
No one believes that.
Why not? Raymundo, it is June 6th. If it's not here... No, it's May 6th. If it's not here by June 1st, I need that prize money back that I gave you.
Yeah, I know. And I have other ways to get a quilt. It's I have the guy's name here, and it's through PayPal, which is verified. And
Ray's going to take up quilting. Ray's going to sew me a hoodie quilt, so he had to pay it back.
They say it goes through. So, yeah, it does take time because it's a customizable thing. It's not just something you have just sitting around in your garage or whatever.
All right. Amy says it's Haitian Heritage Month.
It is, yeah. So we celebrated last night and had made stuff out of our Haitian cookbook, like Haitian rice and beans, which is a very special way, and this chicken dish with this sauce and plantains, and my kids loved it.
Did you know plantains were zero calorie?
They're not, but you thought that.
I did think that.
Mm-hmm. No, but according to my daughter, we didn't make them crispy enough. Mm. So, got to perfect that. Maybe we will. Haitian Heritage Month is
all month long.
Yeah. So, we can. Maybe I didn't have enough oil in there when we were frying them. But it's crazy that they're fried with no calories.
Yeah. I thought she was serious. I was with my girlfriend at Trader Joe's and she was like, hey, get those. There's no calories in those plantains. And I was like, oh, that's like celery then. And so, I was eating a whole bag of them just thinking, man, how did I not know about this? These are awesome for no calories. And she was like, you're eating all of them? I was like, there's no calories. And she goes, you're an idiot. I don't think she said idiot, but she was like, no. But yeah, then Amy made fun of me a lot. So there you go.
Yeah, because Bobby's so smart.
Am I though?
So it's just I had a moment to where I was like, yeah, he's not always smart.
I don't think I'm always smart. Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed today's show. We had a lot of fun doing it. We're going to get out of here. A couple segments that we'll do maybe on tomorrow's show is... Ray did send in the worst case scenario plan for his wedding. We didn't get to it today, but I think we may do that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
He's supposed to get married in October. It'll be tomorrow. And then I don't know about this. It's just on my maybe we talk about it, maybe we don't list, where Eddie's thinking about painting his fingernails. Mm.
True story.
Why?
Because he saw someone on TV doing it. Dennis Rodman.
Isn't that why we all do things, though?
But Dennis Rodman's been doing that for years.
Yeah.
And Dennis Rodman's cool.
Yeah, dude. That's
so are you going to pierce your face?
No. Don't be silly. No. I was going to start with my fingernails and see what happens. Like, the whole earrings on the face, like, you can't even understand what he says because he has rings in his mouth. Like, that's not good. Fingernails, though, that'd be awesome, huh, Bones?
No, you're 41 with four kids.
It's not only him, though. Did you remember when Steven Tyler came in here?
Rockstar. Again, rockstar.
Yeah. Rockstar.
Okay. You know what? We just talked about it. It's off the list. How do we feel about Eddie getting his fingernails painted, Amy?
Whatever. I mean, it's not going to affect my day-to-day, but I don't understand why he's doing it.
But would you think I'd look cool, though, Amy?
That's the question. No.
No.
I think you should do it if you want to do it. Do what makes you feel more like you, but it's not going to make you look cooler.
Really?
You're a 41-year-old man who's not known for... your image.
Right, but sometimes, like, in the neighborhood, I ride my skateboard, and I swear I see dads going like, wow, that dude's cool.
By the way, I should bring Caitlin on and talk about Eddie and his skateboard, because I mentioned Eddie. We were timing for Ray's running thing. We had this speed gun that was obviously off, because Eddie goes, I was riding my skateboard. We measured me. I was going 61 miles an hour or something stupid like that. And we were like, how many?
28.
Okay, we were like, there's no way you're going that fast on your skateboard. And then Caitlin said, Eddie skateboards?
That's right.
And I was like, yeah. She goes, isn't he 41?
What does that mean?
I say, yeah. Hold on. I say, yeah. And she was like, oh, did he used to skateboard like professionally or something? Like, is that why he's still skateboarding, like, for fun? I was like, no, he just picked it up recently and started skating around his neighborhood.
I like that. See, she thinks that's the thing. If you do certain things, people will think like, wow, well, maybe he used to be a rock star. Look at his fingernails. They're black.
Eddie, what do you think people say when they, like, what is the one thing people, when they see you, they remember from your appearance?
The Mexican dude?
That's what they say about you, the Mexican dude?
I mean, I would think so, yeah. Yeah, just because I'm surrounded by white people, for sure.
Because we all have something. Mine would be... Go ahead.
Glasses.
Glasses.
Nerdy
Thank
guy.
You. Amy, we can go with the glasses, you know? We don't have to go with the put down. Wow. Wow.
The glasses aren't what make you nerdy.
Wow. Wow. But if someone just sees me, they're not going to know any, they're not going to know all my nerd. Whatever, Amy. Hater. All right. Here's today's show. Thank you guys for hanging out. By the way, mark the Eddie painting his nails off the list. We just had a good discussion about that, and we're over
Come
it.
On.
Eddie got two things on I didn't think was going to get on. One, the is dream.
A bad dream, yeah.
And then two, the painting his nails. Eddie, if you get like 1,000 tweets saying they want to hear the end of your dream, we'll do it. Otherwise, we're probably not going to.
Okay, do you guys, Bones, do you still want to hear it? Oh, you know it. You know
I know it. You texted it to
you
me.
You texted it.
That's right.
I'm going to try to have that developed as a full movie, as a Netflix series based on your dream.
You're stupid.
All right, here's today's show. Thank you, guys. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
I'm real good. I was watching the news this morning. I wake up and I flip open my computer and I turn on the TV and I flip all the channels and I just flip around to see if anything kind of grabs me. And the story that grabbed me today was they were talking about drive-in concerts. Is that might be a thing where you put the people that are in your close little quarantine circle and you get in the car. And you drive to a stage, much like a movie theater, and they do a concert there with everybody's in their cars. And at first I was like, well, that seems ridiculous. But it really doesn't seem that ridiculous. Does it to you?
I don't know if I would enjoy it because it's not anything I've ever done, but it could be cool. So does the sound come through your speakers in your car?
The sound is so loud from the stage that
you
just
roll your windows down?
Yeah, I would assume.
Okay. I didn't know because I think with like drive-ins, don't you tune your radio to some station and then you hear the movie through your car speakers.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I remember when you would take them as a young kid, you would take the speaker from the, mm-hmm. like at the Sonic, like, you know how Sonic has a drive up thing? It's not Sonic, but you pull the speaker from that.
Yeah.
But it's different because those movie screens don't have the capability to put out sound that loud. Where right. concerts, they do.
Can. Yeah, I agree.
But think about that, because I think that would be pretty interesting to do. It's either no concerts or that for a while.
Man, depending on where you're parked, how long did it take you to get out? If you want to leave early, can't.
That's true. I think I felt like you did, though, when they first said it. I was like, there's no way. But then I started to think, man, that would be... I mean, it's either no concerts or, you know, parking there. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's a story. There is a newly constructed venue just outside of Los Angeles. With 6 days' notice, the event sold 500 tickets and went off without a hitch. Quote, I've played many concerts in my life, but this is a first. Though an audio feed broadcast also over FM frequency into the car, so it was both. Hmm. Wow. I think that's they're trying something new there. Because it's going to be a while before you can have big festivals. And you may have people that want to go, but you're not going to have people that want to throw them quite yet, you know?
Right.
So that was a story that grabbed me this morning. So anything grab you today? Anything on the tip of your mind there that you're sitting on?
Well, I'm sitting here. I'm looking at my Nikes. Not a commercial, but I did see a headline that they're donating like 30,000 shoes to healthcare workers.
Oh, yeah?
So shout out to Nike.
Okay. Here is Hannah from Pennsylvania who left us a message.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Amy, and everybody on the show. This is actually my first year as a teacher, and then, you know, coronavirus hit. So I'm currently teaching from home, and I didn't get to finish out my first year with my kiddos. So I just wanted to call the show and give them a shout-out. So shout-out to Miss Fortwood's second grade class at Loyal Sock Valley. I miss you so much, A4. and I love you, and we're going to finish out this year strong, even though we can't be together. Thanks, guys. I love the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Hannah. And here is Morgan from Alabama.
Hey, Bobby. I was calling to let you know I have a 7-year-old daughter named Sarah, and she does not believe that you are real. She hears you on the radio. She's seen your pictures. And no matter how many times I tell her that you are a real person, she does not believe me. So can you please shout her out and tell her that you are real? Thanks.
I am real. I mean, when you poke me, when you thump me, it hurts. So, Sarah, I'm a real person. Hopefully one day I'll get to meet you. You know, I think one of the best parts about me touring, I can't tour right now, obviously, is that I've got to meet so many listeners. So, Sarah, hopefully, because I come to Alabama a lot, I'll get to meet you one day. Basically, I'm her Latrell Sprewell. Remember that segment yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. I texted him back, and I was like, Latrell. And he was like, yeah. And then nothing else happened for him. I was like, I'm waiting for that video shot. By the way, I'm getting catfished by an NBA player, by a former NBA player, or someone says they are. What if it's really Latrell Sprewell, though?
I know. I don't know.
But I don't think that's real. But thank you guys for your voicemails. You can always leave them at 877-77-BOBBY. Bobby Bones, come on. We get a lot of voicemails from you guys. We love them. That's how we know what you guys are thinking. You can call us any day, anytime. 877-77-BOBBY. Here's one of them.
Good morning, Bobby. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I just wanted to say that you were supposed to update everybody on the living situation after quarantine. We missed that update. If you could, please let us know. Have a wonderful day.
I was on Friday of last week saying that Caitlin and I, my girlfriend and I, have decided what's going to happen whenever we stop quarantining together. And I gave you guys three options. Option one was she moves back to California. Option two was she moves to Nashville and doesn't live with me. Option three is she lives with me. I haven't given you guys the up, but it's only been 3 days. But I don't think she's ready for me to say it out loud yet, because I don't think she's told folks what she's doing yet. Eddie knows. Eddie and I hung out. I told him.
I don't think I know for sure, but I'm close. You haven't told me 100%. You didn't tell. You danced around it. You danced around it, but never told me.
Come on. But I'll let everybody know, if not by the end of the week, early next week. So, but yeah, that's the update there. The update is I'll give it to you soon. Raymundo's fiance has been texting with Caitlin a little bit. Yeah, hopefully they'll be friends.
Well, and they've never even met in person, so I don't even know if they will get along. But apparently via text, they're great friends.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's met in person really because of Corona.
Right, they definitely would have, obviously, yeah, if it wasn't this thing.
Here's Tammy from Virginia.
Hi, Bobby. Good morning, studio. Wanted a little update on, did you and Caitlin decide on a doggy stroller or not? Also, everybody is just doing a fantastic job. Everyone stay healthy. Love you all. Keep doing your great job.
Thank you. The doggy stroller, I told Caitlin I did not have a problem with it. If she wanted to get it, fine. I'm fine with it. I don't care. If she wants to roll the dog around, I have a bulldog who is really getting big now. He's like almost 60 pounds. And if she wants to roll him around, at least he's out of the house. It's not, you know, here's what I'm finding out. You really have to pick the things you care about, and the ones you don't, just let the other ones go. Who cares?
That's right.
And they don't really care enough to go, don't get a stroller for the dog. You know what? Get a stroller for the dog if it makes you feel good.
You nailed it.
So I'm not going to be paying for it, but she pays for all her own stuff anyway. She doesn't need me for any sort of financial support. Could use her for some of that financial support. but yeah, she could, I think she'll end up getting one. Whenever we can get out a little more, I think she'll end up getting one. Thank you for your questions. If you have a question or you want to comment, 877-77-BOBBY. There's a new challenge that TikTok users are doing. It's the hashtag pee your pants challenge, where they just, I know, they just get the phone, they put it in a mirror, and they record themselves peeing their pants.
Okay, I do not want any part of this challenge. Have you done it?
No.
That's so weird. I don't understand.
It is so weird. But we're laughing about it. Like, that's the thing. When I said it out loud, you get this weird little smile on your face. It is so dumb. But at least they're not hurting themselves or anybody. I can't believe I'm sticking up for the Pee Your Pants Challenge. I didn't come into this segment thinking I was going to stick up for it. I was just going to talk about how dumb it was. But yeah, hashtag Pee Your Pants Challenge.
Although, I participate in that challenge without even really knowing it. I can't ever make it to the bathroom anymore.
There have been other challenges that are worse, like the Tide Pod Challenge. Remember that?
Yeah.
When they were the cinnamon challenge is always tough because isn't it you swallow a whole spoonful of cinnamon?
Yeah.
That's that one, right?
Yeah, which is impossible. Mm-hmm.
There was the hot pepper challenge. What was the Kylie lip kit challenge?
When you would put like a bottle or something over your lips and have it like suck so it would plump up your lips.
Oh, yeah. Amy, did you see the story? I think like one of the New York Post or Times. I don't know the difference. They talked about the girl who had the biggest lips because her name's like Barbie of lips and that she's looking for the world record for biggest lips. It looks like she got stung by a bunch of bees all over her mouth, but she continues to pump her lips with collagen.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable. It looks like there's some sort of illness happening there, but she's into it. Real life Barbie shows off great lips after 20th filler injection. I'm going to tell you, these lips aren't great.
What doctor is...
Great question.
Okay with that? Obviously, they're... Yeah. They have no limits. Mm. Whoa, I just Googled it. Oh, my goodness.
Right? Doesn't it look like something's wrong? Like she had a medical issue?
Why is she doing that?
See, the more we get ridiculous with people, the more we kind of appreciate the pee your pants challenge. Nobody gets hurt.
Right.
I think I'm going to do it during the next break. I'm so into it now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're going to play Blake and Gwen here, Nobody But You. By the way, Blake will be playing the Grand Ole Opry this Saturday, a show that I produce. You can check it out on the Opry Facebook page or on the Circle Network.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Vermont. Police got a call that a woman was out walking her dog, got hit by a car, and when they arrived, they find the woman, the dog, but the car fled the scene. They're like, how are we going to solve this crime? And they look, a little few feet down the road, there's the bumper with the license plate on it, fell off the car.
Dang. That's crazy. That, and, I mean, an unfortunate in a good way. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox, that's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Thanks to a nonprofit and a bunch of volunteers, the homeless in New York City are getting the supplies they need during coronavirus. Backpacks for the Street was started 2 years ago by Jeffrey Newman and Jason Connor. Volunteers typically give out backpacks loaded with essentials like food, water, toiletries, but now the backpacks are also being filled with clean socks, masks, gloves, hand sanitizer, and antibacterial wipes. Volunteers working around the clock to help out. I mean, that, you know, I was doing an interview yesterday where someone was like, hey, what are you seeing from people now in the middle of a pandemic? And I was like, you know, not what you're looking for, you know, some kind of, you know, clickbait answer. I think people are coming together more for the most part. I think that is kind of the beauty of a tragedy, if there is something to find the silver lining in, is you see a lot of people coming together. This is just one of those stories. So I wanted to share that with you guys because that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I still have a down power line in my yard. I'm assuming they turned it off, but I have a down power line. If we want, we can send Mike D out there to touch it.
I don't know.
I mean, he's sitting right here. Get him on the cell phone. All right, we're going out to Mike D now.
We lost him.
There were massive storms all over town for like two nights. It's still there. They're apparently working with so many down lines everywhere. But my neighborhood, because so many trees were down, so many power lines were down, basically everyone was out in their front yards kind of looking at the damage. And Caitlin was out, my girlfriend, and the neighbor was out in their front yard. And I don't really know my neighbors. And like my personality is, on this show and on the air, I have a lot to say, and I share everything about me, very public. But once I get off the air, I'm quite private. You know, it's a weird juxtaposition, I would say. Caitlin, on the other hand, is the opposite. Whenever she is at home, she's very extroverted. She will talk to anyone, make friends with everybody, but she's not big into being public. She's not, you know, she'll come on the show if I ask her to, but she doesn't love it. So she talks to everybody. She's talking to our neighbors. They're kind of talking back and forth. And apparently, they have now started a neighborhood group text, which I wanted no business on. But there's like 19 or 20 people in the neighborhood that all like text. And it's very nice. It's very, they're like, hey, who needs what? Like, what is your power out? And so I've been getting all the gossip on the text in the neighborhood.
So you're on it.
I'm not on it. She's on it.
Oh, she's on it. Yeah, okay. Because yeah. I was like, wait a second, I don't picture you joining. But so she joined, and so she's just making it in. She's getting in with all the neighbors. That's a big step.
Well, she's getting in and getting all the information, like whose power's out. Because we needed, Eddie was bragging about his generator. So I was like, I need a generator. So I have a small generator now, and it's broken. And so she hit one of the neighbors like, hey, who's your generator guy? And so we have a generator guy coming over today to work on the generator, and just in case. But yeah, that's been the latest development. She's now on the neighborhood group text. And she was showing me pictures of it. They're like sharing food they're cooking. Like, it got real personal real quick. I sent a couple nudes. I put a couple nudes on there to send off. I was like, push send on this one. So that's happening here at this house. The big interesting story, though, we talked about in our podcast yesterday, because we do the show and then we keep going with the post show. And Amy talked about somebody just coming and offering her cash for her house. And she was like, what? They offered you money. By the way, I'm not going to say the numbers, obviously, but it was so much more than the house is worth that you had to consider it. We talked about it on the show. Amy, tell the show what you decided.
Well, we signed the papers and accepted the offer. There's contingency.
Yeah, Eddie, so I did the same thing. My jaw opened too. Yeah.
Yeah, so this is just not where we thought our week was going to go at all. I mean, I still don't really have the words, and I kept, even after we signed the documents, we were on the phone with our realtor while we were doing it, and I'm like, are you sure you read through this? Or this can't be real. Are you sure? So we electronically signed our names away, and yeah, if everything, and they all, also I must say this, they've never seen our house. They have seen pictures, but they have never been inside physically. So that's weird.
Who is this masked man coming to buy your house and offering you way more money than it's worth?
I don't know, but I am just going with it. It's really weird, and I don't know where we're going to move. But if everything goes through after the inspection, like I said, there's even in the papers we signed, there's certain contingencies. So it may not work out, but I mean, at the rate we're going, it would. And the closing date would be May 25th, which is like not that far away. And we have nowhere to go, so we can rent the house back and pay by the day until we find a place. And they said they're flexible with that until the month of August.
Who is they? I got to know who these people are.
I don't know if it's a they or a he or a she.
Is it the Navarro drug cartel or something like that?
I don't know. But I guess they really, there's not, I will say, and that's how it even came about. We were going to have our house on the market last fall, and we were going to move for our kids' school. But then we found them a school, so we're like, yay, we're not moving. This is awesome. But at the time, our realtor had come, and she knew everything about our house and had taken pictures and all that. And she had a client come to their office, and they're just looking for something in our neighborhood, and there's not inventory for what they're looking for. And so that's when she said, oh, well, I have this one family. I can call them and see if they're willing to sell. And that's when we got the phone call.
And they went straight overpriced, which is crazy. Well, congratulations, I guess. Quickly, what's a contingency, though, where if it doesn't match, they're out?
Oh, do you think I read all the paperwork?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, you don't know.
Just signed it.
One of them you get a weekend with Amy.
No.
Should have read it.
What are you, crazy?
You just signed it and didn't even know. Yeah, yeah.
No, it's, I think with stuff with the inspection and I don't know. I mean, always.
The walls have to be dug out enough to hide a ton of money. Yeah, we know what's happening here. Okay.
Right? I don't know, guys. It's crazy, though.
Well, good luck. Let us know how that goes in the next few days. That's crazy. I don't think any of us expected you to say that you took the house, though.
Oh, well, my husband and I had some serious thinking to do. And then after just going over it with our realtor, we would almost be silly not to. So, but the thing is, we just have to find somewhere to go. So if anybody knows of anything. Oh, great. Hold on. I already have a realtor.
Oh, that's right. They'll come at you. Yeah. All right. On with us right now, a guy who I listened to all my life growing up, going to many youth group events. all the time. It's just cool to talk to you. Here we are, Stephen Curtis Chapman. How are you? I don't know what to call you. Do I call you Stephen? Stephen Curtis? What do I call you?
You just, man, Bobby Bones, whatever works for you, my brother. You just, Stephen, SC squared, hey you, you know, whatever. Stephen Curtis, I refer to myself as Stephen Curtis just because it took me a while to get used to that name, because I was Steve Chapman forever until there was another Steve Chapman. Long story, I ended up having to come up with a different name to record my first album. So Stephen Curtis. But really, you knew my music? You grew up saddling up your horses and whatnot?
Are you kidding me? And listen, Stephen Curtis.
This is awesome. Bobby Bones grew up knowing my music. That's really making my day, bro.
I went to Mountain Pine Baptist, right? We have population 700. Yeah. I went every Wednesday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, every Saturday night. We'd have a youth group dinner. If you don't think we were on some Stephen Curtis Chapman, you're crazy right now. Cinderella. Anyway, I don't want to geek out too much here, but it is a real pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. Man, it is an honor to talk to you as well, bud. Congratulations on all your success. My family and I, big fans of your part of American Idol as of late. We love watching you. You bring a lot to that show. So great to meet you.
Well, thank you. Well, one of my friends, because I was geeking out that you were coming on, and I said, hey, Tyler, Stephen Curtis Chapman's coming on. He said to ask you this. You kind of answered a little bit, but he said, ask them if there was another Stephen Chapman and if that's why he threw Curtis in there, because obviously it was the right decision. Stephen Curtis Chapman sounds better, but did he always go by that?
No, I did not. I was like every other kid. My middle name, in fact, I think it's the reason we have middle names, is that's the way you know that your mom's getting ready to take you out of this world, the one that brought you in. So, you know, whenever I heard Stephen Curtis Chapman, I figured I was in trouble. So I was Steve Chapman. And then, like I said, there's a Steve and Annie Chapman. In fact, their son, Nathan Chapman, went on to produce Taylor Swift's records and a great songwriter and producer. But his dad was Steve Chapman, and they made music. And when I was growing up, in fact, I had their albums because I thought it was so cool that another Steve Chapman made it. Was gospel music, Christian music. And so when I started writing, people were getting us confused when I first came to Nashville, and they kept saying, are you the son of that Steve Chapman, or what's the deal? So the Stephen Curtis Chapman thing was just a way to differentiate us. Unfortunately, I didn't think it through, because having had to sign my autograph several thousand times now, I wish I'd have gone with something like Toby or Carmen, but it's worked out all right.
Dang, Carmen, you're bringing it back right now. I love this so much, Carmen, too. Holy cow.
I'm the champion.
My head is exploding going through all the memories of like going to Vacation Bible School and going to church camp. It was like, that was like Stephen Curtis Chapman Central, going to church camp. We would go up to, I won't start. Okay, that's a whole conversation. You have to come in the studio one day. We do have things to talk
Please.
About here today. Okay, okay.
I would love it, man. That would be amazing.
And I want to talk about first the song. It's called Together We'll Get Through This. And before I ask you like something deep about it, I have a kind of a personal question, because it has Brad Paisley, Lauren Elena, and you'll have to tell me about Tasha Cobbs-Leonard. But my question is, who did you call first?
Well, I called Brad Paisley first. I'd written the song, and I wanted to, I thought a song like Together needs some other people together. Kind of makes sense. And I thought of Brad. Brad and I had shared a dressing room together at a Glenn Campbell tribute concert. Both of us huge fans, and he was kind of our guitar playing, singing idol growing up. And so we were both at this tribute concert for Glenn, and we sort of bonded over our mutual love for Glenn and his music. And, you know, as you do when you're done, it's like, hey, we should get together sometime and do music. And of course, I'm thinking, that's Brad Paisley, man. He's hosting, you know, CMAs and television commercials with Peyton Manning. What's he got time for doing something with me? But I wrote this song, and I thought of him. Just thought, man, he could crush some guitar and a vocal on this. So I had a mutual friend. I got his number because I didn't have it. I got actually an email. So I emailed him first, and I didn't hear anything for 3 days. And I was like, yeah, he's probably too busy. And who's this Chapman guy bothering me? So I texted him because my wife said, you got his number, text him. And I said, no, because that's like next level bugging somebody. But I finally did. And as soon as I said it, I got the little bubbles at the bottom, you know, like he's answering. I'm like, oh, Brad Paisley's answering my text. And And he's like, dude, did you not get my email? I'm totally in. Let's do this thing, you know? And so I did a little happy dance in the kitchen there with my wife and said, Brad Paisley's going to sing my song. So, yeah, so that's how that started.
Man, that is really cool. I liked it, too, that you geek out about the bubble, because I geek out about the bubble all the time when I'm like, holy cow. I'm looking at some of your numbers here, and I want to get to what the song's going to do in a second, but you have 5 Grammys, 59 Dove Awards, you're gospel music's most awarded artist, 1 American Music Award, you sold over 10 million albums, you have 49 number one songs. Do you have another house for just your awards, Stephen Curtis? Do you have one next door? You just walk over in it, knock, and go in and look?
Yeah. Years ago, Gary Chapman, who always gave me a hard time, you know, we're not related, but same last name, and he said that I should melt all my Dove Awards down into like one big one and put it in a fountain, like in the front yard. So I just have a studio where they're kind of tucked away up on a nice shelf, out of sight, out of mind, but they're there because I'm grateful for all of them. Obviously, I'm blown away. Kid from Paducah, Kentucky. You know, how does that happen? But just God's goodness, I guess.
That is so cool. This song, by the way, Together We'll Get Through This, not an official single, but it is raising funds for COVID causes, including the Grand Ole Opry Trust Fund, which I'm very involved with the Grand Ole Opry, and this is it's such a good organization. How did you get involved with you know, this song going towards that?
Well, I mean, all of us obviously in the music business have been deeply affected by this, all of us all over the world, which is part of why I wrote this song, because we are in fact in this together. I know I've never experienced anything in my lifetime that has leveled more the playing field or the ground. We're all on common ground, you know, no matter what you do, where you are. But some have been obviously more impacted even than others. And because of no concerts, no, you know, opportunities just for all the layers of that, you know, from musicians to crew guys to buses to, you know, concert goers and venues and guys that sell the merchandise. I mean, it's just impacted the lives of so many people. And so I wrote this song thinking, you know, of obviously I want to try to bring people together. I want to encourage what I see as a little ray of light that's been shining through this very dark time. And that's that idea that we really do need each other, that we are made for a relationship, to be together, to work together in these things, something we desperately need in our world now, I think more than ever, and in our nation. And so I was inspired by that and wanted to write a song to kind of kick the door open for that crack of light to get a little bit brighter. And so with that, I thought, man, it'd be great if there are proceeds, you know, anymore with music and the way it works, you don't know. But as there are, God willing, some proceeds, I'd love to be able to help artists and people impacted, particularly in the music business, both through the Opry Trust Fund, which I played on the Opry the first time when I was 19 years old. So it's been full circle for me to come back and get to play the Opry a lot more recently. In fact, hopefully we'll cross paths there at some point and I'll meet you face to face. But and then also for the Gospel Music Association has a fund as well for many of the artists that gave us great gospel music over the years and now are struggling to just keep food on the table and, you know, the people that associate with them and work with them. So just to try to help some people that obviously are kind of in my field and in my my area of music.
That's so cool. By the way, Stephen Curtis Chapman is on with us right now. It's rare you get to talk to someone you're a big fan of and you have been. It's always the coolest, too, when you get to meet someone, and I know we're just meeting virtually here, but you get to meet someone who you were a fan of as a kid, because it's always that much cooler. Did you ever have that where you were a fan of somebody as a kid and you got to meet them when you got older and you were like, man, this is really cool?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mentioned Glenn Campbell a minute ago. I had, as a kid, I grew up, Glenn's music was probably some of my favorite, a lot because my dad, my now 80-year-old dad, is a great guitar player, great singer, and sounds a lot. When he was younger, at Glenn's age, he sounded a lot like him. I could play you records of my dad. You would hear it. But so I was a huge fan, and I'll never forget, I was doing a Dove Awards, which is, you know, gospel music's annual big kind of award deal. And I was it was being hosted that year by Glenn Campbell and Marilyn McCoo, if you remember. Some of you will remember her name. And I had this knock at my door, and it was, I opened the door and it was Glenn Campbell, and he was standing there saying, "Hey, I want to meet Stephen Curtis Chapman because I like his music." And I was just like,
That's so cool.
You know, mind blown. So, yeah, there have been a lot of those opportunities. I was hanging out, one real quick other one, because I just thought this is so fun to tell this story. I was standing on a street corner, my first Grammy Awards with my wife in New York. This is when it was at Radio City Music Hall. Ricky Skaggs and his bride, Sharon White, were standing there, and I'm like, Ricky Skaggs, hey, I'm a big fan. I love your music. He's like, you're Stephen Curtis Chapman. I love what you're doing too, brother. You know, so I'm like, no way. He said, let's go have lunch. Let's go get, you know, a deli. Let's go get a sandwich. So we're walking to a deli, and we walk past a window, and he starts making faces inside the window in New York City at some guy sitting at a table, and it's Michael McDonald from the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, come on.
So he's like, I'm like, you know Michael McDonald? And he said, yeah, you want to meet him? So Ricky Skaggs takes me in to meet Michael McDonald. So, I mean, just crazy.
That's awesome.
Cool things.
And just to double down on Ricky, and I have become good friends since I've started playing the Opry and working at the Opry a lot. And he is the greatest guy. Ricky Skaggs is the greatest guy. And
he is.
Yeah,
he is just world class.
Well, let me ask you one final question here, because I was looking through and I wanted to really see which of your albums resonated the most with me, because you can kind of associate an album to a part of your life. But what I noticed was you have a lot of different hairstyles that I really didn't keep track of as they were. So what I want, and I wrote this question down, was that of all the hairstyles on all the albums, which one do you regret the most?
Oh, Lord have mercy. The mullet was really cool for about 15 minutes in the late 80s. Thank you, Billy Ray. But I perfected it, I like to think. I mean, Billy Ray did, but I kind of took it to a whole nother level with the curl and everything. So if you ever look at the Real Life Conversations album, that was the one, because that's probably the one that I'm most like, why didn't somebody that loved me pull me aside and go, dude, you're going to really regret this someday.
That's funny.
They were all just laughing behind my back, I think.
Well, what a great guest you were today. Not that I wasn't expecting it, but you just never know. How about this? Hey, everybody, Stephen Curtis Chapman's a great guest for the radio show. We got to get him back in here. Okay, here's
Please,
the deal. Everybody listening right now, just for the on a serious note, the song is called Together We'll Get Through This with Stephen Curtis Chapman, Brad Paisley, Lauren Elena, and Tasha Cobbs Leonard. And I'm a big fan of all the music. Know if you stream this song that it will raise funds for COVID causes, including the Grand Ole Opry Trust Fund. He is from Paducah, Kentucky. Your dad had a music store. You grew up in it, and you did a lot of good with it, my friend. So thank you very much for your life contribution to me and music, and I hope to see you in real life real soon.
Yeah, me as well, Bobby. Truly an honor, man. Thank you so much, and appreciate the shout-out for the song and what you do.
Good to see you.
Thanks.
Stay safe.
All right, man. All right, brother.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I was reading an article about what we know now, since everything is kind of given to us. For example, do you know your spouse's cell number, Amy?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know, Caitlin. I don't know the first number. I don't know area code or phone number or anything. Wow.
Well, I mean, to be fair, you and Caitlin have been dating a handful of months, and I've been married for 14 years almost. So, yeah, I know his number.
Phone numbers also change. And my point
is, that's
true,
but he's had it since we got married. So,
I don't even look. I'm just like, okay, number's in, never look at it again. Okay, well, good for you. Say it out loud. What's his number? Yeah, okay. Do you know the name of the roads that you take to work?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't even know that highway that I get on.
The main one, like the main interstate. That's called the interstate, yeah.
Well, there's a couple. I don't even know. I don't know. My husband, he'll say things to me, like he'll use the highway. He'll say, just take 65 or get on 440. And I just look at him like, I don't know what you're talking about.
He goes,
you get on that highway every day.
I could probably do the roads if I had to. But I definitely don't know anyone's cell phone number. I don't know your cell phone number. We've been together 13 years.
Rude.
Yeah. Do you know mine?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Hold on. Five.
Write it down. What's the last number of it?
Six?
Nope. Sorry.
Oh, shoot.
If I had a trap door right now, boom, you'd be gone.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Tom Cruise's next movie might happen in space. So Tom and Elon Musk are apparently working with NASA on a possible narrative and that will take place in outer space. And since Tom does his own stunts, he'll literally go to space himself with Elon Musk's SpaceX.
Any other actor, I would say, well, this will probably not happen. It's for press. But not Tom Cruise. That guy is nuts in many ways, in awesome ways, in crazy ways. But speaking of Elon Musk, he had his baby?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he is.
In space?
No, but his son's name is like weird characters. It's like not a real... Mike, did you see it?
Yeah.
It's like...
COVID-19.
Yeah. Okay, what else you got?
Well, speaking of space, we might be able to go to concerts again if we wear kind of like space suits. Someone has created a space suit that would help you feel safe going to a concert in a post-pandemic world. It has its own ventilation system along with the camera speakers and an airtight upper body covering. So yeah, it only covers the upper body so you won't have trouble going
dancing
to the bathroom.
Oh yeah, bathroom too, yeah.
If you need to. And apparently the idea is that venues would own the suits and they would give them to attendees and sanitize them between uses.
I just wouldn't trust the venue to sanitize it.
And that, yeah.
They would do like, it'd be like bowling shoots.
Yeah.
All right, next.
But think about that for everything that we do. Bowling, roller skating. My kids love to go to the roller. Like, what is happening? We just, everybody has their own skates now?
Or we just don't go roller skating. Yes, both of those. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Bobby, I can't wait for you to get kids and realize, like, and my kids love the jump parks and they jump into the foam pits and golly.
Yeah, they should have canceled those things a long time ago. All right, what else you got?
So a woman was busted licking things at least two stores. Well, actually, here's what she would do. At a grocery store, she was licking her hands and then putting her hands all over freezer door handles and touching various items.
But why?
And she, I don't know.
But why? I mean, I just wonder, why?
Listen, the camera caught her doing it, so they arrested her in the parking lot. And after she got arrested, owner of a different shop told police, that woman was also seen on camera doing the same thing, like, but licking the shop's like debit machine and the coins in the coin jar and stuff. So here's the deal. She's going to get tested for COVID-19 and she has been charged with aggravated breach of peace and food tampering. And she could face a maximum of 30 years in prison. And if she tests positive, it could be really bad.
It's like biological weapon. The only way I would think this is okay is if it's for a TikTok video.
Okay.
I'm kidding. By the way, I'm kidding. Everybody is not okay.
He's joking.
It's a little jokey joke. Oh, wow. Something must be wrong with her, right? Like something's not right with her. I don't think she has that much hate in her heart.
Right. I hope not.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I kind of hope that it's like, well, we just need to get you a little bit of help. But then there's people that, Bobby, do this sort of stuff for TikTok. So we should remind them not to because you'll go to prison forever.
Forever. You know what that's from? Forever. The Sandlot?
Oh, yeah. Now I know.
All right, there you go.
Okay, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
I was reading about face masks, and health experts are predicting that kids are going to need them when schools resume. Think about that, Amy.
I had read that somewhere. I don't know if my kid's school had sent out something, but my daughter's new little friend at school started sewing and sewed my daughter her own mask that's super cute and dropped it off at our house. So we're good to go.
When do we see like the Louis Vuitton and the super expensive masks that make us go, are you kidding me? When do you think those start?
Oh, I don't know.
Because you know anything that we all are wearing, they're going to make obnoxiously expensive ones so people mm-hmm. can wear them and kind of flaunt them, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Fall 2020?
Oh, quicker than that. By the end of the year. Adults are going to need to wear masks that work at large offices. If you're going to want to go to a sporting event, you'll most likely be required to wear a face mask. So they're like masks are now the thing and they'll be here for a while now. But they've been things in other cultures way before this. We've just not jumped on it. And now we kind of have to, you know?
Yep.
Let's go to Amy with the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What kind of music do planets listen to?
What kind of music do planets listen to?
Neptunes.
Neptunes.
That was the morning corny.
On yesterday's show, I was talking about some of our listeners in Portland that are brand new to the show. And they're like, these guys don't sound like radio DJs, like our last shows. And I apologized for that and said, hey, we don't have big booming voices. I've never had a great voice. And we've been friends outside of radio way longer than we have inside. Matter of fact, I'm the only one that's ever done radio. Amy was selling granite. Lunchbox was delivery driver for a deli. Eddie was doing news, you know, for TV. And so I just brought all my friends together. And so we asked, hey, if you had a hard time getting into the show, but now you love it, would you mind sharing your story? This is Lexi from Texas.
I just wanted to tell you my story. So I was pretty skeptical about the show, and I then was stuck in a car with my mom for 8 hours. We were driving from where I live to Austin. She made us listen to the show for the entire 8 hours, and I'm not going to lie, I was not very happy about it. Shortly after, I kind of went through a different season in life, and I started listening again, and I have not stopped since. So I think maybe they're just not in the right place in their life. I mean, you guys have helped me through a lot. Y'all are so positive. I think there is someone on the show that anyone can relate to. I would just say give it a chance.
Lexi, thank you. And for everybody that's not in the right place in their life right now, come back when you are. You know? Yeah, yeah.
It's you, not us.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Well, thank you for that call. All right, Movie Mike is going to walk us through this game. So we're doing movie quotes, right?
Yep.
Okay, how's it work?
I give you the quote from a very famous movie. Just name the movie.
Okay. I'll go first. Go ahead.
You had me at hello.
You had me at hello. That would be Renee Zellweger in Jerry Maguire.
Is correct.
There we go. Yes.
Hey. You had me at hello.
Nice. Yeah, and then I had a bunch of friends who were copycats, and they would tell their girlfriends that back in high school and act like they never got it from the movie. Yeah, 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 but they all knew. All right, Amy, you're up.
All right. I wish I knew how to quit you.
Oh. That's Brokeback Mountain.
That is correct.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Yeah, I used to say that to a lot of my friends.
I always get that quote. What? I get that quote wrong, though. I always say, I just can't quit you, but now I know.
All right.
Okay.
Lunchbox, you're up.
I'll be back.
Oh, I got that one. That's easy. I am the Terminator.
That is correct.
I'll be back.
All right. Eddie, you're up.
Come on.
You got wax on, wax off.
That's the Karate Kid.
Correct.
Wax on, wax off.
How many more you got over there, Mikey?
I got like 7 more.
All right. Give me another one.
That is so fetch.
Ooh. Oh,
that is so fetch. It's like, stop trying to make fetch happen. Same movie. Brittany Murphy. She wasn't in that one? Mean Girls? No, I'm thinking of the older one. Okay, it's Mean Girls. It's got Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Mean Girls is the
correct.
Answer. There it is. Okay.
You were trying to show off there, but you couldn't.
No, I was trying to walk myself to what was the movie with Alicia Silverstone?
Clueless.
Clueless. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm still in it, though. Man. Okay, play me that clip, Raimundo.
That is so fetch.
Okay, good. All right, Amy, you're up.
Here's Johnny.
Oh.
Well, that's a good one.
I think you're gone.
What?
I think you're gone on this one.
Here's Johnny. What? Oh, no. Has to be something I don't watch, obviously.
I would say that I might be gone, too. I just know who said it, because I've seen the clip.
Oh, but maybe you haven't
seen
the movie.
Here's Johnny.
Okay, so... Here's Johnny. Johnny who?
Yeah.
Here's Johnny.
That's what I hear Johnny in my Carson head show? Is yeah. that. Yeah. Here's Johnny. Is it here? Say it again, Mike D.
Here's Johnny.
Here's Johnny. I don't know. I'm going to go with the Godfather.
That is incorrect.
It's Jack Nicholson, right?
Yes.
If I were to guess... I don't know. I don't know for sure, but it's like the bird. What is it?
The Shining.
Ah! Eddie, would you have known that?
The what?
Yeah, I knew that one. That's when he looks all crazy, like, yeah. There's Johnny.
I mean, I've seen the picture in the video. I just don't know. Amy, I'm sorry you've been eliminated. All right, over to Lunchbox.
All right, you got I Love Scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch.
I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Anchorman.
That is correct.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down, down into my belly.
Is there one more, Freddie?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Ooh, ooh, thank you, Amy. Sorry you're out of this game, but thank you so much for this one. It's Dirty Dancing.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Yeah. Is there any other ones?
Yeah, we got five more.
Oh, there are more?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, look at us. Okay, here we go.
Oh, wow, fun.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Wow.
All right, go ahead.
Houston, we have a problem.
Ooh, ooh. Ooh. Houston, we have a problem.
That's Apollo 13.
Correct.
Yeah.
Houston, we have a problem.
That didn't happen. I made all that up for... Okay.
If you build it, he will come.
Man, guys, this is the greatest movie of all time almost. Field of Dreams.
That's correct.
If you build it, he will come.
All right, Eddie, you're up.
I see dead people.
Ooh, that's The Sixth Sense.
Nice.
Correct.
I see dead people.
All right, there are two more?
Two more.
All right, boys, write them down. We're all in it.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, 5 seconds to write it down. Only 5 seconds. Hold on, let me get a pen. All right, go ahead.
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
What? Got it. I'm in.
What you do?
Yeah, I'm in. I don't know for sure, but I just want context clues. All right, time's up.
Okay.
Lunchbox?
Dumb and Dumber.
Could be. I'm not sure. I have Elf.
Eddie?
I have the Joker because he smiles.
Somebody is correct.
Oh.
We got a winner.
It is Elf.
Yes! Play that song,
I just like
man.
To smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Yeah! I never get to play. Yeah.
You're unbelievable. Oh!
Thank you very much. Is there one that we didn't do?
Yeah.
What's that one?
Why So Serious?
Why So Serious? Why? Oh, Joker. The yeah. Joker in Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh. Dang, Eddie, you were one
Why
off.
Why So one. Serious?
It doesn't work that
you
way.
You were so close, Eddie. You almost got it.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
All right, this is a crazy story. So Jennifer and Andre, they're expecting twin boys. And when she goes into labor, they go to the hospital and her water breaks and the baby's coming. But they both test positive for coronavirus. Both the parents,
wow.
Mom and dad. So as soon as they have the twins are taken to a different location and they can't see them or touch them or anything for 20 days, Bones.
Wow.
So finally, 20 days later, they are both negative now. They're all good to go. And they were worried, too, that the twins would have corona as well. The twins do not have it. They tested negative, and they got to hold their babies for the first time ever.
Can you imagine a week after you had your baby, you still wouldn't be able to see your baby?
No, man, that's tough. I can't even think of how terrible that would feel.
And does she get a corona test as her feet are in the stirrups? All right, here it comes. Well, hold on. Let's stick the thing in your nose.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, I don't either. But anyway, they're all back together, right?
Yes, and that's the good story.
That's a good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
If you think you have it bad right now in quarantine, imagine that you're in a circus. First of all, imagine you're in a circus, by the way, just by itself. That's crazy. But the circus, they were traveling at 35 cities, and they do these where they pull up to like big parking lots or fields, and they were in the middle of their tour, and now they're quarantined in a parking lot because they can't go anywhere. It's 42 circus staff members, chefs, welders, aerialists, jugglers, clowns. Man, imagine being quarantined with a bunch of clowns. 14 RVs, 12 semis, but they've created a GoFundMe page to try to offset some of their expenses because a lot of them, why they can't go home, if you're like, why don't they just go home? Some of them are from South America because they're like aerialists that have trained to be in a circus and they can't just drive down to Georgia, you know? Or
oh, wow, yeah, I didn't think about that.
And they can't fly anywhere really. And it's not like in the circus you're making a ton of dough. You probably are, this tour is, by the end of it, you've made all your money. But anyway, I saw that and thought that kind of stunk. I'll give you a kind of a lighter headline. In my juvenile headline of the day, a man is arrested for mooning several customers at a Walmart and then recording their reactions.
Oh.
A guy in New Jersey was arrested on Thursday for mooning people. He's been charged with lewdness. So he's 27 years old. He went to a Walmart, mooned people all around the store, and got their reactions. Someone called the cops. They arrested him. There's no word on why he felt this was a good time for a mooning spree. If you missed this morning, too, we talked about the pee your pants challenge on TikTok, which you just hold the phone up and you get in the mirror and you let it rip and pee your pants. Literally, that's it. There's nothing else coming after that sentence. You just pee your pants, and you can search for that on TikTok if you want. But if you do...
pee and post.
Yeah, if you do, that's weird. Amy, what was your question?
I was just curious when you think you're going to fly again.
I would fly right now if I had somewhere to go. I have nowhere to go. I mean, I'm not but I think airplanes now are probably cleaner than they've ever been because of everything that's been happening.
Yeah, so that's what Southwest Air said. They sent out an email promise to me to let me know that they're using antimicrobial spray. They're going to be cleaning between each flight. They're limiting passengers. And, you know, even when you line up to board a flight, they said that there's going to be a process, like a special one for personal space. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it's going to be fine. And my husband's friend's a pilot for the airlines and said he's still flying right now and said that, yeah, they are disinfecting those planes like crazy.
You just wish they'd been doing it the whole time. You know, when they're like, we're going to clean these planes between every flight. And you're like, wait, you weren't doing that already?
I mean, they were, but now they're just really doing it.
I think they were just picking up crap out of the little back seat thing mostly, so it looked like it was clean more than anything else.
Yeah. I mean, people just used to not care how, like, I would get on a plane and immediately turn the air vent off because I heard it, those air vents are so germy. Even if I was sweating and hot, I refused to turn it on. And then you and I, we always were wiping down stuff and people would look at us like we were crazy.
We wipe down our person sitting next to us too. We'd sit down and we'd wipe their face and their hands because we don't know where they've been.
Exactly. Yeah. And now that's just normal everyday life.
Yeah. I would fly now if I needed to. Yeah. I think I was watching a story about how they're cleaning the subways in New York, and they're like, every night, we now go out and clean the subways. I'm like, what do you mean you weren't doing that already? But I guess...
Well, it's expensive.
Yeah, but it's... I'm just a clean freak. Always have been about germs. But
I know, but think about how even at the airport, or, I mean, we don't live anywhere where there's subways, but if I travel, you have to take, like, the tram maybe to the next terminal or something, and I would get on and just grab that pole like it ain't no thing.
I was going handsless. I've been going handsless with a strong base for years. Oh, I would get in that balance. I'd spread my legs to hold my base and then be like, because mostly it's the airport, like Atlanta Airport.
Yeah.
And they're going, you're taking that little train to the different parts of the airport. I wouldn't grab anything, and I would just spread my legs and be like, all right. I got this. Yeah. Everybody'd think I was weird.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Carol Baskin from Tiger King responded after she was prank interviewed. We talked about this yesterday. Some kids on YouTube fooled her into thinking she was going on Jimmy Fallon, and Carol Baskin had never done an interview, and she was a good sport about it. And they also really didn't mess with her. They just played a bunch of old clips of Jimmy Fallon. But she said, quote, I was suspicious we were doing it, and the questions appeared taped, but I had no idea it would turn out to be such a fun prank. It gave us a very welcome, good laugh. That's nice of her, huh?
Yeah. No, I like that response.
I stand by.
Going to handle that.
And by the way, I'm the only one on the show who didn't think she murdered her husband. Carol Baskin, you're listening right now. I would love to talk to you on this show. I will say it again. You're in good hands with me, Carol Baskin. I will take care of you. What are you going to say, Amy?
Well, I would like to second that, Carol, so she feels like this is a safe space for her. I did. Said that I didn't have enough details for her to be guilty.
Mm.
But they might want to check.
I did not.
Under
Carol Baskin.
The septic tank.
Carol, if you come on this show, it's only me and you. There'll be no Amy, no Eddie, no Lunchbox. They all think you did bad stuff. I didn't, Carol Baskin. I know you're in Tampa listening. So you and Tom Brady are both listening. You're both welcome on the show right now. You guys can reach out to us, email us if you have a question. Let's open up the mailbag right now.
Bobby's Mailbag.
Hey, Bobby Bones. My name is Wendy. I'm a longtime fan of the show. So I'm self-isolating alone. I've had the same Amazon delivery guy like 7 times in the last 3 weeks. He's basically the best part of my day. He's cute. I feel like he's keeping me alive with food and other things. And he's keeping me occupied. I think I've developed a big crush on my Amazon guy. When I tell my friends how I feel about him, they say it's just the isolation making me crazy. Wonder what you guys think. Is quarantine making me feel things I normally wouldn't feel? That being said, would it be weird if I asked for his number? Maybe sometime go on a date. Thanks, Wendy. There's the email. Amy, what do you say to Wendy?
I, Well, I don't think it's impossible for you to start liking someone that you see more and more. I don't think that that's weird. I mean, picture it not in quarantine, and you work in an office, and you have the same.
Okay, this
UPS
is Amy's story, by the way.
Up every day. No.
No, it is. Amy's bringing up a real life story.
No.
Yes, you are, and she it's doesn't. Not, okay, she didn't know she was doing it. But go ahead.
I didn't, but I was thinking of an example. But the roles were switched. I worked at office. The UPS guy came in a lot. Then he asked me out. So that's what happened there. But I think, and I gave it a go. We went and ate, and then at lunch, I realized because it was not for me. But you should try to get his number or do whatever. I don't know. I don't think it's weird at all. I don't know what your taste is, but your friends know better. But I think there could be something there.
I think one, the isolation is causing you to look forth anything. But I think two, ask them out. Who cares? If any of us were locked up and we had any sort of contact with anyone, we'd probably amplify how good that made us feel. But it doesn't matter. If you're single and he's single, maybe you leave a little note out there, a little basket. Like, thanks for the package. Would you mind leaving your number next time? Be funny with it. I have no problem with you asking out your Amazon guy. What are you going to say, Amy?
I guess they can't go out. But what do? Do they start just talking on the
sure,
phone and then maybe set up a online date or virtual?
I don't even think you have to get there yet. I think you can exchange phone numbers and just text for a while and see if you hit it off there.
I mean, I've jumped really far ahead, but it'll be so cool if y'all end up getting married and have kids and your kids are like, Mom, Dad, how'd y'all meet? And they say, well, the coronavirus was happening and I was stuck at home and your dad was my delivery guy and then I gave him my number. It's a cute story.
Speaking of cute stories, why didn't you feel the UPS guy when you guys went out? What happened there?
Our conversation was really difficult. We weren't clicking, which got awkward because we did go out. And then the next day I had flowers on my desk that he had delivered.
Nice.
And then he stayed our UPS guy for a while and I would run to the back if he would come. I know. I was not very mature. I was 20. It was the job I had before radio. So I was, early 20s. And I would see the big brown truck pull up and I would run to the back. So, and then eventually he wasn't our UPS guy anymore.
Would he wear shorts or pants?
Both. Oh. And everybody in my office would walk around after we went out and they all made fun of me and they'd be like, hey, Amy, what can the brown do for you?
Well, and your last name is Brown.
Well, it wasn't then.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, okay, well, Wendy, here's what I want to say.
They're like, Amy, did you get a look at his package?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I've worked with a lot of friends, too. Yeah, so yeah. It was kind of like y'all. They were just giving me, like, everything was a UPS joke for weeks.
Yeah.
That's probably why it didn't work out.
Wendy, here's what we want to say. For different reasons, Amy and I say go for it. You only live once anyway. Go for it. Who cares? Have fun. There's probably not a lot you can do right now. That is fun. So ask him out. Yeah, talk to him through the door. Be like, hey, you want to exchange numbers and text and then Zoom and, virtual your little heart out. So we say yes to it, Wendy. Go for it. All right, close the mailbag up, Raymundo.
And that was Bobby's Mailbag.
Speaking of digital, you can go over to bobbybones.com. The pandemic Bonesies are up on our website. The Bonesies are back. You can vote at bobbybones.com. For example, Amy, one of the questions for the Bonesies, the best use of technology during the quarantine, is it A, the home radio broadcasting kits so the show can stay on the air, B, the virtual doctor appointments, C, Zoom, or D, live streamed concerts?
Oh, I'm going to go with C, Zoom.
Even more than the radio show. We're on the air right now,
Amy,
and Amy doesn't
We need the radio show.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Da-da-da. Yeah, A, first thing.
The best binge watch show, Outer Banks, Ozark, Tiger King, or Love is Blind?
Oh, I feel like Love is Blind was pre-corona. So, Tiger King?
Yeah, I think Tiger King wins it just because it is kind of defined by corona. Ozark had a couple seasons before corona, but I didn't watch it during it. But I think Tiger King is the coronavirus show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, check out all the questions. BobbyBones.com and vote during the quarantine pandemic bonesies. All right. Glad
so
you. Well, go ahead.
If Tiger King wins, do you deliver him a bonesy to jail?
Absolutely. We send Lunchbox out to the jail. We fly him
okay.
down.
Yeah. Bones.
Okay. Amy, remember when Raymundo described himself as a man's man, Mr. Macho, athlete? We asked him how to describe himself on the show.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Raymundo's our sound engineer. And now he wants to. Raymundo, tell me what you want to put on your truck.
Yeah, so this is something I've wanted ever since I was in college. And I drove a car when I was in college. It was kind of a girly car. So I've never really had a guy's type vehicle until I got my Trailblazer. I've had it for a while now, but I've never gotten the one thing I always really wanted.
Amy, go ahead. Be careful with your words.
Okay, but I got the tinting done, which is awesome, and I murdered it out and everything. But I've on the back, you know how guys, when they have a really jacked up vehicle, they get those, how would you say it?
Testicles.
Yes. They get that on the very back of the vehicle, and it hangs down when they drive. You know, so you'll be at a stoplight, people see it, or you're cruising around. It's very noticeable. It's something that's hilarious, but it also shows this is a big vehicle, and it's manly. I really do want to invest to whatever it is. I think it's $50 and get a chrome set of them.
So you want a chrome set of truck testicles to hang off your Trailblazer?
Yeah.
And now my first reaction was, that's a total DB thing. Amy, what do you think about that?
I don't know that I have words other than, please don't do this, Ray. Those are so...
They're so disgusting, too.
Disgusting, yeah. And tacky and awful. And I always, when I see them, I wonder who is driving that and put that on their car. They must not have anybody in their lives that tells them that's ridiculous.
We're going to be those people to you, Ray.
Yeah.
First of all, they're just ugly. Not just things off truck. Like, I don't even like mine, you know? And I should think if any of them are not my. I don't even like mine, much less.
Can you not see me pulling out of the parking garage? You guys are all like, there goes Ray, that bad dude, man.
I don't think anybody sees those and thinks the person driving the truck is a bad dude.
Well, let me say, on Music Row, every time we pull out, there's about 5 cars that see everybody pull out, and they're going to definitely notice me.
What does your fiance think about you putting testicles on your truck?
She would be so mad, but here's my little thing before the wedding, before I get settled down into a family, to finally do it. I got a decent-sized vehicle. It's not jacked up like Steve's, our executive producer, but I have a bigger vehicle. So I think this is the time to get the set on the very back of it.
And your reasoning is you think people will think that you are blank.
More B.A. Bad A.
Okay. Hey, you do you. I'm telling you, I don't think it's a good look. I think when guys try to show off how manly they are, it makes them look less manly. Amy, your final thought on this?
No. Awful, disgusting, gross, ew.
Can we talk to your fiance about this tomorrow?
Yeah. There's no way.
Don't prompt her. Don't tell her what to say.
No, trust me. If she gets on here, she'll probably tell you exactly how she feels about it.
Okay. Tomorrow, I'd like to talk to your fiance about your truck testicles.
Okay.
So gross. All right. Thank you guys for... By the way, call our what do we call? What's our line called? Our voicemail line? Yeah. Call our line and tell us what you think about this. 877-77-BOBBY. That's our phone number. 877-77-BOBBY. Got my Bass Pro hat on right now. Amy, what do you think about that?
I think it looks cool. I like it.
I got like 30 of them if you want one.
Okay. Yeah. Hook it up.
I will. I was talking to the CEO of Bass Pro. He was like, hey, I want it because... I was talking about him on the TV show. We talked about him on the radio show. He's like, hey, let's talk on the phone. So we talked, and I said, hey, I need 2 rod and reels because we're going to go fishing out by the house, and my girlfriend doesn't have a pole, and I don't have a pole that works. And so they sent me a couple poles. So pretty excited about that. So we're going to go out and do it. We got lakes around here that we can just drive up to. Probably won't catch anything around here. Just a perch jerking.
Show Caitlin your fishing skills.
Wait, why are you laughing?
A little perch jerking.
Well, that's all we're going to do.
Hey, I'm sure there's a couple of streams out there with a couple of large mouths waiting for you.
Not for us. Maybe go to... Listen, I could probably call Luke Bryan and be like...
Oh, God, for sure, Bones.
And he would let me come down to one of his ponds probably. But we just probably just get some chicken livers or worms and do a little perch jerking.
Nice.
Yeah.
Perch jerking. I'm going to tell my kids that now next time we go fishing.
Well, that's what you do when it doesn't matter. Because you're not going to do anything. You don't eat perch. We didn't. So you just throw them back. But anyway, yeah, big shout out to Bass Pro who hooked it up. I feel like Travis Denning in this hat, though.
You kind of do look like him a little bit.
We had a good show today. I'm glad everybody was hanging out with us. We really, really appreciate it. Morgan, if they go to the podcast, what will they hear on the show today?
Stephen Curtis Chapman was on the show talking about his new song and his hairstyles over the years.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about that. We talked about the celebrities that were super cool for him to meet. I was just a big Stephen Curtis Chapman fan. Still am, but was as a kid a lot. What else you got over there?
Amy has an update on someone wanting to buy her house.
Yeah, on yesterday's podcast, Amy brings up out of the blue, somebody made an offer on my house that's never even been in it. And then today she...
My house is not for sale.
Yeah. That's the big story. And then today she dropped a little something on us too. So that's up on the podcast today. What else?
Someone on the show wants to put something real weird on their car.
Yeah. That's we just did that segment an hour ago, and my mind is still blown by that. Anything else?
Yeah, and listener Wendy called in asking for advice on possibly asking out her delivery driver.
Okay, there you go. That was in the mailbag. Appreciate all of you guys for hanging out. There's so much to hear. By the way, you can go to bobbybones.com and check out the Pandemic Bonesies. We have a lot of categories up there for you to vote in, including Best Binge Watch of Corona. Amy, anything today?
Probably looking for a new...
spoil it.
Maybe not looking for a house. I don't know. It just, we're on the home stretch of school, so get through that. This is our second to last week, and then that's it for me. What about you?
I have a Zoom call with a production company that thinks my super easy trivia, that they want to make it a TV show.
So, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to put up a new episode today, though. Super easy trivia. Go to my Instagram TV. Thomas Rhett is the guest. At some point, he sings in it. So you'll see that. Brandon from Lanco, lead singer Lanco, is on as well. So Super Easy Trivia is a little show that I do from the house. And it's easy trivia. All right, that's it. My legs are itchy. I have sunburn still. Do you see me on camera, Eddie, scratching myself all the time?
Yes, I do. Is that what you're doing?
I'm so sunburned. My lips are finally a little bit better. That's what I'm doing. What do you think I'm doing?
I don't know if you had mosquitoes in your house or
I'm just so sunburned all the time. Okay, we're done. Hope you guys have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bones. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.